Our next article is called Seeing the Human in Each Other, Conflict Resolution Skills Used to Bridge Partisan Divide. It's written by Mega Brandsrud, who is an editor of The Living Lutheran. The morning after the 2016 presidential election, Bruce McKenzie had a line from the Prayer of St. Francis running through his mind, "Seek as much to be understood as to understand." When a phrase of some type of message like that keeps repeating, I try to pay attention, said McKenzie, a member of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Minneapolis. He came across an article that mentioned Braver Angels, formerly known as Better Angels, an organization trying to bridge the partisan divide and depolarize America, and signed up for a red-blue workshop, which brings together an equal number of conservatives and liberals for exercises that clarify disagreements, reduce stereotype thinking, and discover common values. I've learned that these workshops rely a lot on contact hypothesis, which means you bring people of opposing views together, and by doing so, you discover the humanity on the other side, McKenzie said. As a result, you start moving toward common ground because you dislike so much how the conversation has been distorted. It becomes a grassroots effort to try to move away from the extreme statements that are being made by both sides. Convinced that the guided, constructive conversations were making the difference, McKenzie wanted to do more, and he became a volunteer organizer and moderator for Braver Angels, planning and leading events, and decided to organize one at Bethlehem. For me, as a member of the church, it always bothered me that certain members who knew that I was of a different political stripe had the feeling of being excluded, he said. We're called to take care of our neighbors, so for me, it's why it's important to make sure everyone is included within the body of Christ, within the church, regardless of their political view. Members of the congregation participated in the Braver Angels with Malice Toward None initiative, which enlisted religious groups, colleges, and civic organizations to help people process their emotions following the 2020 election and work together to address common challenges. What I liked about Bruce was sharing with us and what Braver Angels represented was a very intentional way to try to bring people together who love each other, who've been in the church together, and in some cases for decades, and yet are afraid to talk to each other about some of these issues, said Ben Selslick, a pastor of Bethlehem. There's a strong desire among some to compartmentalize, to have faith in a box, a work box, a politics box, a family box, and to not let them intersect too much. But I think the God we come to and meet in Jesus is a lot messier than that and stakes claim on the fullness of our life, so the church needs to find a way to enter into those conversations. And if we don't, that says something too. Jeff Thiemann, an ELCA pastor and president and CEO of Portico Benefit Services, led one of the Braver Angels events at Bethlehem in his role as a moderator for the organization. He's led many of such workshops for churches across the country and has seen how constructive conversations about differing beliefs help people to humanize the other people. Pastors have struggled with staying focused on the gospel and addressing the divides that are part of society that we see coming into the church, he said. And I believe the more the church steps out of creative ways to engage in the important topics of the community with a solution-oriented, grace-filled approach that can lead to relationship and an invitation to do ministry together. Thiemann said that Braver Angels is just one of the conflict resolution tools that churches could use, and the important thing is for the church to be having these conversations. This is so exciting, he said, because it's an opportunity for the church to be a part of a different voice in American society that really makes the gospel come alive in different ways in local communities and also have a national impact. Another person who believed churches are uniquely positioned to help people find common ground in a polarized era is Cameron Swallow, a coordinator for the Braver Angels Wisconsin Alliance. She's organized several events in her area, including with Malice Toward None at Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where her husband, John, serves as president. Swallow said churches can use their shared faith to bridge the cultural chasm. The universal welcome, welcoming everyone with the eyes, the heart, the arms of Jesus, is a principle I think all churches should embrace. When you start thinking about the human beings you consider the enemy, you have to realize that you've made a line across which those people must be less than human, that they're outside the circle of grace of God. What does that mean when we're doing that? And can we come up against that wall and say, okay, that's a warning sign. Something is wrong with the way we're seeing human society, and we've got to draw that circle bigger. We've got to remember those who are human beings too, and try to change our vision of them. We've got to change our vision of who is human and what it means to be human together.